for all of life's lessons. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl Rustique, and this is the Girls Room Podcast. Okay, we are back at it again with another episode, and this week I actually do have something a little planned because, you know, this has kind of been on my mind a little bit, and I had a great session on Friday because if you follow me on Instagram, y'all know that Fridays are for therapy. Yes, we love therapy. I think everybody should be in therapy. I think everybody should try to go to therapy at least once in their lifetime if you can. I know that therapy can be a little expensive, but I do think it would be worth the little penny if you save up, if you can, to go. So we're going to dive into therapy some more. I know I have talked about my therapy experience on my blog, which is www.rustiquekelly.com if you want to check that out. But we're going to dive deeper into that today on this episode. So I have like four different points that I'm going to try to hit on while talking about my therapy experience and then just like the benefits and like what all encompasses therapy altogether. So let's dive straight in. So one, finding a therapist that works for you. I think this is very important. This is really the first step when it comes to like your therapy journey, that you need to find a therapist that will work for you. When I was younger and I had to go through all those traumatic things in my life, I started going to therapy, but like it wasn't my choice to go to therapy. It was kind of like a mandated thing and a suggested thing that I go to therapy. And so I just went to therapy at like the local hospital that's in Arkansas, and I didn't get to choose my therapist. I didn't know anything about this person or anything. And y'all, why did they stick me, a little young black girl going through a hard time, with an older white man? Now, I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, but like the correlation, the connection, the everything was missing. It was totally missing. I don't remember the man's name. None of that. Nothing. I remember like my therapy process. Like I went in and I had to take like these tests. I had to take like 15 different tests, I guess, to see if I was like depressed or suicidal or any of those things. And then after I took those tests, I guess that's when they gave me my therapist. Like I said, I think I went like one or two times a week. And at that time, my therapy was really just to help me try to heal from all the trauma that I had at that time in my life. But like I said, I don't even really remember none of that, because I really don't remember a lot of my life at that point anyway, but I definitely don't remember any of my therapy experiences. I do remember like going to therapy with him. And then after that, I started to go into like these group therapy sessions with other young women who have been in similar situations as myself. So we would all kind of like sit around and discuss. It was kind of like we were bonding over our trauma, if you will. I don't know. That just felt kind of weird to me, especially like I said, being in high school at that time. I'm only 16, and it was just weird. And like I said, my therapist at that time really was no connection. So this time when I said I wanted to go back to therapy, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I found someone that I could connect to, that I could relate to, who could understand me. So y'all know what that meant. I had to get me a black woman, okay? I wanted me a black therapist. I wanted her to be a woman so we could connect together on those womanly issues. And then I also wanted for her to be younger. So I wanted her to be on the younger spectrum, just so not like, I mean, not even like my age, but like, you know, she looks like she's in her like 30s, you know, that's younger to my age. So therefore we can relate on a lot of the madness that I would go through as a upcoming adult, you know, on my own, learning new things. So those were like my qualifications when it came to me looking for a therapist. So, you know, if you have insurance, you can contact your insurance. That's what I did. My insurance is through my job. So I contacted my insurance and said that I want to look for a therapist. And she asked me, did I have any qualifications or did I want anything specific? So I let her know that I wanted them in the Baltimore area. I wanted her to be a woman and I wanted her to be black. I gave her all of those explanations right there. And so she gave me a very, very long, detailed list of therapists that I could contact to essentially try to find one that fit for me. So I had to go through like two or three different people to try to get in contact with one that I felt like would represent and be able to really help me. So that's when I found my girl. Shout out to my therapist. That's my bestie. Really, not really, but She gonna get me right every Friday. Well, now we're going down to every other Friday because, you know, life is just going so good, okay? But yes, so finding the therapist that works for you is very important. You may even have to like sit down and talk to one or talk to a few just to make sure that you find the right connection. Literally, once I sat down in her office, like I knew that this is what I needed. I knew she was exactly what I needed and who I wanted to have as a therapist. So from then on, we continued my sessions. So another point that I want to make is therapy is not what you see on TV. And I think that was like a reality check for me when I started to go into therapy, like even in high school, that therapy is not what you see on TV. It is not you laying on a couch with your back to the couch and you're just sobbing and boo-hooing and crying. And your therapist is just with a notepad and a pen and they're just with their glasses hanging down to their face. It's not any of that. I promise you, it's none of that. It's not what you see on TV. Child. Therapy for me, one day I would be sitting up here happy as I don't know what. I'm just so happy about my life. I'm excited. This and this happened to me this week. And then the next week, I'm sitting here boo-hooing and crying. And I'm having a fit. And the next week, I'm kind of in between. I may shed some tears, but then I'm still having my happy moments. So there is no, like, quote-unquote perfect or not perfect experience when it comes to therapy, if you will. So it's like I said, it's not what you see on TV. It's really like what you make it. And that's going into my next point. So it's really, therapy is honestly what you make it be. So you cannot go into therapy lying and trying to hide things and not being honest with your therapist or being honest with yourself, because sweetheart, you are paying this person and you're paying this person to lie. Now, why would you do that? What sense does that make to sit up here and lie to somebody you're paying money to? No. So you need to go into therapy and be 100% honest. Be honest with yourself and be honest with your therapist, because if you're not honest, you're not going to see any results. You're going to be basically gathering results over something that's not even the truth. So how is that really supposed to help you grow? How is that really supposed to help you heal? I'll wait. All right. So yeah, therapy is really what you make it. So if you like, if you go in and you're going to allow yourself to be vulnerable, you're going to allow yourself to cry, you're going to allow yourself to feel all the feelings, baby, therapy will be amazing for you. Like for me, therapy has been the most life-changing thing I have ever done in my entire life. And I'm so glad that I finally took that leap and decided to get myself back into therapy, because I knew that I had trauma that I wanted to heal from. I knew that I wanted to grow into the adult self that I know I'm becoming. Like, I wanted better for myself mentally, physically, all of that. I wanted the whole sauce. So yes, I got back into therapy and I was very vulnerable. I was very honest. My therapist says all the time she loves when I cry, because she knows that's when I'm really, like, you know, letting go and allowing myself to feel feelings. And like I said in my last podcast, I think it's very important that we allow ourselves to feel feelings. Like, I think a lot of us like to mask feelings and try to act hard for X, Y, Z, but all of that is really not necessary. Like, baby, I'm gonna shed my little tears and I'm gonna go about my business. Like, I think that it's necessary that we feel all the feelings that we have, because I mean, essentially, where are they gonna go? They're just gonna be bottled up, and who is that gonna help? Child, nobody. Okay, so going into, like I said, the benefits of therapy. Like I said, therapy is really life-changing. You can ask me, you can ask a lot of my friends who are now going into therapy. It literally gives you like a whole new perspective on everything, because you're talking to someone who is unbiased. They don't know you. They don't have any opinions on you. They don't know anything about you besides what you've told them. So therefore, their opinions and their thoughts are coming from a whole different standard. You know, I think it's different when you talk to like your cousins or your friends or your aunts, because they're going to know all of your history. They're going to know everything. They're going to know all the like details, all of that. And they're going to be doing things out of, you know, trying to protect you or trying to look out for you or what's going to be best for you. And your therapist has those great intentions as well, but they're going to keep it straight with you. Like, they're going to keep it 100%. And if they're not keeping it 100%, maybe you need to find you another therapist, because your therapist is not going to shield you and protect you. They're going to give you the real spiel. Like, my therapist all the time will let me know that, well, okay, so that's how you felt, and like, how are you going to move forward from that? What steps are you going to take in order to improve this? Well, how are you going to deal with this? You know, Erica know I like to say, that's my therapist name, she know I love to say I don't know to stuff. So if I say I don't know, or if I be trying to act all confused, she gonna come back with like 10 more questions in order for me to break down everything and make me figure it out. Like, because I don't know is my defense mechanism. Like, I will say I don't know and then just go about my business. No. My therapist has never taken an I don't know. She gonna ask me and flip the question about 3-4 times until I finally give a nice answer that actually, you know, will allow me to try to figure out what the issue is or what the root of the problem is. And I feel like that's like a great benefit of therapy, because it allows for you to have a different way of thinking. So therefore, when you do go through things like outside of like your therapy session, or you do go through different situations in life, you can break those down and, you know, really observe and really try to figure out, okay, this is how I felt, this is why I felt like this, and this is how I'm going to handle the situation and move forward. And I feel like, you know, therapy also just helps with like communication skills, because, sweetheart, I used to struggle with a capital S with communicating. But now I am like, I'm not perfect. Nobody is perfect, but I am so getting more comfortable communicating and telling how I feel about situations. I'm no longer allowing myself to like shut down and shut off, you know, with situations. I'm going to say how I feel. Another great thing that I've been learning through therapy is the importance of boundaries. Woo, let's say it again, boundaries. I never had boundaries before. Sweetheart, what was a boundary? Because didn't know what that was. So I had everybody and their mama running over me, you know, thinking that they could do X, Y, Z. And I always be like, you know, it's okay. It's nothing. No. Because we are living life for who? For me. So, you know, I'm going to speak up and let people know when my boundaries are crossed, or when I feel like, you know, you are stepping over or about to step over my boundaries. I am very firm in my boundaries now, because I know that that's going to protect me and protect my peace. Like, I could go on and on and on about all the great things that my therapist has, you know, taught me and helped me develop. And I feel like once you start to go to therapy as well, you know, you'll start to learn and develop those things that you were kind of struggling with in your life too. And don't think that you have to have like traumatic experiences in your life to feel like you have to go to therapy. You can, even if you feel like your life was, you know, pretty good, or your childhood was pretty good, or your communication styles are pretty good, I'm sure there are small things that you could still work on. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is going to have it all figured out ever in life. And you know, that's what therapy is for. I know people, especially in the Black community, we like to say like, oh, just pray about it. Oh, just talk to God about it. Well, God put therapy and therapists here for a reason, and I am going to use my therapist, okay? So why not do both? You know, why not do both? I think both are very important. You know, it's great to pray about a situation, but it's also great to go talk to your therapist about it too. Like I said, they're gonna give what you need to know. They're gonna give everything that you need. And it's just amazing. Like, I really wish and I really hope that sometime in our lifetimes, therapy can be readily and widely available to everyone. Because I know that stops a lot of people from going to therapy now. It's not being able to afford it. But do research. Like, research can come in handy, because I almost ended up paying like $100+, almost $200 for a therapy session with this one therapist. And then I started digging deeper and I found my therapist, and my insurance covers most of my therapy sessions. So therefore I only pay $25. Sweetheart, $25 compared to $100+. So just do your research as well. Like I said, you know, hopefully it can become something that you can do in your life. I really pray and hope that you can at least, if not consistently like I do, at least go once so you can see, you know, the benefits of being able to talk to someone else that's unbiased. So we're going to get into some questions. Last time, your girl was too emotional, too all over the place to even try to do any type of questions. So this time, we're going to do some questions. And let me pull those up. While I'm pulling that up, I want to thank everybody that's been submitting questions. So appreciative. Love all of you guys. Y'all are amazing. Thank you. Okay, so one question that I have today is, how do you deal with stress? Ooh, that's a good question because Lord knows that I will stress myself out over nothing. I am a victim of overly stressing about everything in life. Like, I'm getting so much better, but I promise you, y'all, I would let any and everything stress me out, even if it wasn't even that deep. It was just like, it's not going my way or it's not going perfectly, so now I'm stressed. But I think a good way to deal with stress is to, first off, try to do some like breathing exercises. Try to calm yourself down and just relax. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes when we get stressed, we get really worked up. And when you get really worked up, that can make you have an anxiety attack. That can make you feel sick. That can allow for you to even honestly make yourself even more stressed because you're stressed about the things that you're stressed over. So let's calm down. And then what I like to do is I like to make lists. So I'm a very visual person and I need to see all the things that I need to have done or I need to do or that's stressing me out in one place. So whatever you're stressed about, just allow yourself to calm down first off and know that it's going to be okay. So this also comes with like a positive mindset. So I would start to like think about, okay, you know, thinking positively about this. This is all going to get handled. I am going to handle all of this. This is going to get done. I have no need to stress. I have no need to worry. So do that along with your breathing exercises to get your mind in a better state. Next, I would say, write it out. Write out everything that you do or that you have that's having you stressed out, whether that's like you have assignments to do, homework, your job, anything. Write it all out and then start to delegate and prioritize. That's what I like to do. I like to delegate and prioritize, especially prioritize, because some things that may have you stressed out may not even be that important right now compared to other things. So go ahead and write that out and prioritize. Then try to delegate. I am a Capricorn, so your girl like to think she like to do things all on her own. And today I saw something that was specifically for Capricorns, and it could be for you as well, that you do not have to do everything on your own. You can ask for help. You can ask your friends. You can ask your family. You can ask your man. You can ask your girl. You can ask whoever to help. You do not have to do it all on your own. So if there's some things that have you stressed out, see if you can ask a family member. See if you can ask a friend. Hey, sis, can you help me out with this one thing? It's really got me stressed. And if you can help me, that would make a ton of help. Boom. You know, it's all about mindset and it's all about working it out because everything will always work out. We just don't got to worry and don't allow yourself to stress. And I know that can be better, easier said than done. But once you really start to like alter your mindset and alter the way that you think and you move, you know, you won't be stressed. Like just the other day, just yesterday, I placed an order for clothes and I had it sent to the wrong address, an address that doesn't even exist anymore. And you know what? The old me, that would have stressed me out. I would have been crying. My whole day would have been ruined because that's $200-something down the drain because it's not coming to where I need to be on the right time, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, you know what? It's not that deep. If anything, I can just get my money back or I can just have somebody go get it or all of this. Like you have to just kind of change your mindset and just, you know, think and realize it's not that deep. Something, it could have been way worse. I know I had to kind of tell myself that sometimes it could have been worse. And it's not. So I'm grateful that it's not. And I'm grateful that this situation will be handled. And yeah, I'll just move on from that. So with that, y'all know I don't like to have my podcast too long because I want to keep your attention. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. I'll see you next time. Bye.